All right, so Jason, for those people just joining in, why don't you reiterate what you're reporting?
This is what I'm hearing from sourced information in regards to Carson Wentz. There's actually trickled down to some other players too, which is really not important at this time. But what is important is what we heard yesterday is that Carson Wentz was having back spasms and was not likely to play this week. It was brought out in the Doug Peterson press conference yesterday. And now there was conjecture going forward that maybe he wouldn't play the rest of this season. They were doing more tests. Adam Schefter reporting that he had a scan. They need to do an MRI to show exactly what's going on. The scan didn't show enough. But from what I am hearing, and again from sourced information, is that there was a scan at least a few weeks back done on Carson Wentz, and there was a fracture or a much more significant injury to the back than spasms on Carson Wentz's back, and that he was allowed to play with it, A, and B, that he was not informed of exactly the results of the scan, that Carson Wentz did not know or was not told the depth of his injury, or maybe I don't know if the head coaches were told or not. I don't have any information on that. I don't know who knew, but what I do know from what I'm reporting and hearing from sourced information is that Carson Wentz was not notified of the severity of the injury to his back, and that is where it sits right now. Apparently, he's going to have an MRI today. Adam Schefter also hearing what we reported just a few moments ago, that he will have that MRI today because the scan did not show more. And as more information comes out, we will certainly tell you about it.
Wow. Wow, that's a bombshell.
Yeah.
That's a bombshell. There's no way in the world that they could have known that Carson Wentz had a fracture in his back, not told them, and still played him?
Mm-hmm.
That's grounds
for immediate dismissal.
Beginning with a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never heard of such a thing.
Well, I mean, there's another player in a separate scenario that may be the result, Anthony, at some point. I don't want to get into who that player is right now because I don't have enough information on it.
Right.
But there is another instance of a player where there could be some sort of lawsuit that comes to fruition this offseason. But I don't have enough information on that. But what I am telling you from sourced information and what I'm hearing is that Carson Wentz, this issue goes back more than a couple weeks, and he was not informed of the result.
Could you imagine? You're a star athlete, and you're going along not knowing that you had a fracture in your back, but your coach, employee, whomever knew?
One of the most important presences in any pro sports league is the medical staff. You have to have implicit trust in them and how they diagnose you, how they recover you, their plans for recovery, and their plans to heal you. And if you break that trust, it can never be rebuilt. You can't just fire a staff and rehire a new one because it goes beyond just the medical staff. It's the organization and how it's run on determining if that information goes forward.
What also could have happened is they could have had a second opinion or like a radiologist that I've seen that saw the test and told them.
Yeah, to go to another doctor. Yeah, second opinion, very common. You're absolutely right.
But they didn't see the fracture, and somebody else saw it. Second opinion.
So the initial, they didn't see the fracture. I mean, you're right. It could be so tiny, Ant. You know what I mean? It could be a 3-millimeter fracture in some part of his back. But how this plays out, and again, what I'm being told, is that there were people in the Eagles organization that knew, but Carson Wentz was not informed.
Wow.
Crazy.
Now, it's a new medical staff, so everybody's aware. That is amazing.
Yeah. 610.
Oh, my God. It's interesting because the lead team doctor does not travel with the team.
Why?
And that's the only arrangement in the NFL. where that happens.
They've always traveled. With Andy, they always traveled, didn't they?
Yes, oh yeah.
Well, I mean, why aren't they traveling the doctor?
Every other team, the lead doctor travels.
Yeah, remember last year when the injury happened in Los Angeles? Carson Wentz is carrying his own bag and standing at the buffet line with a plate. And the doctors here say, hey, can we get somebody to carry the dude's bag?
This is a new medical staff.
Wow.
And the lead doctor does not travel. It's the only team. The Eagles are the only team in the NFL where the lead doctor does not travel. That I just learned.
Stunning. 610-632-0975. So a lot of reports and a lot of information coming out about this Carson Wentz situation. And some of it, frankly, Anthony, is deeply disturbing. If there was the fracture in his back, as I'm reporting, and certain people knew it and did not inform the player, that is deeply, deeply disturbing. Let's go to Hirsch in Allentown on the Fanatic. How you doing, Hirsch?
It's actually Chris, guys. You know what? This isn't the first time this has happened. Now, look at Jordan Matthews when he got released and went to Buffalo, and he had a problem with the same medical staff. I swear to Christ, if we do not sign Carson Wentz after this season because he has no trust in our medical staff, boy, I'll tell you what, guys.
Yeah, no, Chris, it would be awful. You're right.
This is unreal. I can't believe this is even coming out. This starts from the top. I mean, this is like what I said. I called the other day about these coaches having their heads up their asses, but at the same time, sorry for language. At the same time, though, these guys, now we got our medical staff doing the same thing. Are you guys kidding me?
Nice. Well, we don't know if it's the medical staff, Chris, or where it goes, because the medical staff gives the information to someone else.
Someone needs to lose their damn job. That's all I got to say. But before the end of the day today, if this is true, because if we lose our franchise quarterback because he has no trust in our organization,
I know.
We got to start from square one over again, guys.
I mean, think about that. Think about if you're Carson Wentz, you're operating, playing with a fracture, no matter how small.
And you're running the option.
Yes.
Come on.
I know, man. Chris.
Come on.
Outrageous, Chris.
Dude, I'm sad. I'm deeply saddened to hear this kind of news. This is horrible. This is like Watergate, man.
I know.
Come on.
Well, it's called organizational malfeasance is what it is, Chris.
How do we win a Super Bowl with this many idiots in one room? How?
Well, they did.
This many idiots in one room, we won a Super Bowl last year. How is this even possible? Only the Browns?
Yeah, I know.
That was our time.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out if Doug Peterson was made aware of it, because that's a big issue. And, Anthony, it's not like this team was 9-2. And sprinting towards a Super Bowl where you say, okay, let's play through this. There's little risk for more damage, and we're trying to sell out here to win our first championship.
Okay, here's the thing, though. If you know, you get the information. And again, this medical staff could be just abysmal, which you talk to people around the league, and doesn't have the greatest reputation, that they just messed it up.
Just didn't see it.
But if the front office, coaching staff, or whomever, had that information and did nothing with it, now you're talking about something that's malfeasance.
Yeah, and where the owner's got to look at it and go, what is going on?
No, that's unethical. You can't tell a player, you can't let a player think that he's healthy when he's not.
Oh, it's as bad as it gets. Brian in Doylestown joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, Bri?
How's it going? I'm not only Carson Wentz, but what free agent's going to want to sign here if a medical staff can't even tell a guy he's hurt? I mean,
these things, Brian, go around the league. Agents hear them, and therefore the players hear them, and it is an effect. Absolutely.
Your lead doctor doesn't travel with the team. Who's your bigger client? Who else are you worrying about on a Sunday or a Monday that's bigger than the Philadelphia Eagles as your client base? Like, you can't travel with the team?
Think about this, Brian. They're the only team with this setup in the league.
Yeah. And how does that look now that everyone knows that? You know what I mean? Now you're the one team that doesn't do it. How's that look to the players, to any potential clients in the future, to any players that you have now? How does that look now that everyone knows this? I didn't know it till now, but I'm sure it's going to be all over the place now.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a horrible look because, Brian, like I said before, the one thing that players have to have implicit trust about is their health. And are, you know, they're not able to diagnose themselves. They can verbalize what they feel, but it's incumbent upon the medical staff to find out why they are feeling pain or discomfort or whatever it is in their bodies, and to develop a plan to either fix, eradicate, or recover from these injuries. And if that medical staff or whoever's making those decisions is not telling the player the results,
I don't know how. It's unbelievable.
It's deeply disturbing.
And
I was going to say, I was originally calling because I thought maybe there had been a part of it was, you know, traveling back to the scene of the crime in Los Angeles, maybe because that's not a full-time football field. Los Angeles just lost one of their star receivers, Cooper Kupp, a few weeks ago on that field to an ACL.
Yeah.
And you saw what the players were about to do, and I forget what game, was it in London, where they were talking about not playing?
Mexico City.
Mexico City, the field was so bad.
They didn't play,
So at the end of the day, I mean, it looks even worse.
Yeah, now, this goes beyond conditions of the field. This goes deeper and deep. This is not good.
Horrible. It's a horrible situation. And again, I just keep going back to the one thing.
If you're not getting accurate
information from your doctors, it's crazy.
Here's the thing that it's really difficult to fathom. So we all see that Carson's not right, all right? So you all see, like, we've made mention of his footwork a million times, okay?
Mm-hmm.
About planting, the whole thing. You know, there's some throws that die. Do you ever see the throw he made, like, where he's standing, he's facing north, say, right? Like he's facing the end zone straight ahead. And he makes that throw across his body to the right side,
mm-hmm.
and how it died. I mean, that, you know, think about it, if you're back.
There's a lack of strength in an area or discomfort.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, well, he's not planted or whatever, but he could, I mean, that's where a fracture of the back could manifest itself.
Well, another one. Remember last week, it was, I believe, a 3rd and 3, and they tried doing a wide receiver screen to Aguilar, and that was that throw across his body. He had to turn his body and throw it, and he threw it about 2 yards short to Aguilar, bounced into his hands.
Well, there's another aspect. That's a great point, Andrew. And there's another aspect to it. When you have discomfort in your back like that, because everything stems from your back and your core, right? Your ability to slide and contort your body in the pocket is very limited because that motion is very difficult to handle when you're dealing with a back issue. Remember last year, he'd slide, turn his body sideways. He'd go flounder, right? Like flat. So there's less to grab and to angle on. He did that a lot, and then he would deliver the ball either across his body or out to the right, and he could make those throws. We've seen him make those throws when healthy. Very interesting. Let's go to Dan in South Philly on the Fanatic. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, what's up, fellas? After hearing this news, it's just it's pretty disheartening. I mean, do you ever think that player trust is ever going to be there after this comes down?
No, I mean, obviously you wouldn't, right?
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And because the reason for the call was, I mean, in light of this news, I need you to do me a favor tonight. I need you to go out on Delaware Ave. I need you to walk along the water. And maybe the ghost will come out. And maybe he'll tell us. Nick Foles is going to lead us to another Super Bowl. I know.
I got to go look for him, man. I'm going to go look for him.
Listen, I'm at wit's end now. So, I mean, I'm just grasping at straws now. But listen, if the ghost has something to say, maybe we should listen.
All right, I will go in search of him, Danny. I promise you, my brother.
His crusty beard coming out of the fog.
He had the big cheeks, the rosy cheeks, the drinker's nose.
It's one of my favorite stories, and I always think about it. So, look for him and report back to us.
You got it, my brother. Thank you, Danny. Good talking, brother. Always, pal.
Let's go to Doug and Glenn's side on the Fanatic. How you doing, Doug?
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
This is Mike, actually.
All right, Mike, how you doing, man?
Anyway, well, I cannot believe this news. I hope to God it's not, you know, it doesn't run deep and who knew what. I mean, I cannot believe they would actually mess around with this kid. I mean, what are they doing?
I know. Exactly. Right.
I mean, so putting this aside, I mean, like you guys were just talking about, his mechanics all season have been not right.
Yeah, his footwork, everything. We talked about it.
What? Remember the first or second game? It was a touchdown pass. He threw it to the right. He was completely flat-footed and just turned his upper body.
Yeah.
And they even commented about the arm strength.
You know what it is, too? And, Mike, I mean, think about this. We've been talking about how he's become an arm thrower.
Yes.
And if you got a back issue where you can't plant and you're coming off a knee deal, that's all. Yeah. You're gonna overcompensate by becoming an arm thrower.
Yeah. Think about in the light of this news. Now think back, and everything kind of starts to make sense when you look at, you know, he just hasn't been right, you know. So real quick, though, the reason I called, putting this aside for a second, moving forward, next season, Doug is actually not going to give up the play calling, obviously. So what kind of an offensive coordinator can you actually bring in? So my point is, Doug has to be on the hot seat big time next year. I mean, this year, okay, they won the Super Bowl.
And well, he has the excuses of injuries, sure.
This is it next year. You can't mess around. I mean, you've got a window here with this kid.
Yeah. A lot of people will say, well, I gave Andy Reid 14 years and he didn't win one. Or, yeah, you know, Marvin Lewis has been around. They don't fire coaches like that. And Mike McCarthy, it took forever and a day, and he won a Super Bowl. No. The NFL's different now. It's a much more impatient league, isn't it?
Yeah, and you got to prove that it's not a fluke.
Mm-hmm. There's something to prove. You're right about that.
Yeah, like, you know, you got to prove it, that it wasn't just, you know, everything conspired in your favor.
Yeah, and when we talked about it yesterday and having doubt, and we talk about the accountability, you know, and how he made a ton of great moves going into the 2017 season that set the course for that Super Bowl, and of course he moved up to get Wentz, which was a huge deal. But he also has to get some of the culpability for a team that the year after they won the Super Bowl is in shambles.
Yeah.
So if you're going to look at one result, you got to look at the other.
Well, but this trumps everything. Listen, you know, like you could sell out to win a Super Bowl and you go, all right, you know, I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, all right, we got some older players and no problem. Like to me, it's forgivable. What's not forgivable is if you imperiled your franchise quarterback and didn't tell him. Or any other player, and you don't tell him he's hurt.
It's malpractice.
Yeah.
It's not only unethical.
No.
I mean,
man.
It dips in on levels.
This is true. This is one of the worst things that I've ever heard of in sports.
Yeah. It would be,
it breaks the bond and the trust between athlete and team.
And front office. Yeah.
Seriously. Like, you can't look at... Like, I can only imagine those players... Hey, listen, I know that that nobody has sympathy for those players, but those dudes, they work hard. They put their bodies on the line. They're banged up. I respect those NFL players more than any other athlete. Or hockey
stand
player,
on a sideline.
But, man, those guys get beaten to a pulp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're physically beaten.
Yeah.
I mean, the least that they're entitled to is honest quality medical care,
advice.
This is not right.
Recovery, all of those things. You're absolutely right. It's a.
And we're, by the way, we're in Philadelphia, University of Pennsylvania, is right here.
One of the great hospitals, several of them. My mother was in there last week.
Can hit throw a football and hit it from here.
Yeah, yeah. It's not fun. It's a quick Uber ride from.
I mean,
NovoCare.
Come on.
Yep. 610-632-0975. This is a really, really ugly situation. And I'll reiterate what I'm hearing from sourced information, and we'll see how this plays out over the next 24 to 48 hours. And Doug will address the media tomorrow. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, and we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. By the way, Derek Gunn will join us today at 12:30.
Come on, I want to add to your
Gonna add to the report?
Yeah, I'm in his situation. I want to throw something else out there.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Wow, this is a bombshell. News that the Eagles were aware of a fracture in Carson Wentz's back, and your reporting did not tell the quarterback. Now, let me ask you, because we were wondering whether or not Doug would be privy. Do you think Doug would be privy to such information?
I've received information from a good source that Doug was not aware of the situation, of the result of the scans or MRI or whatever it was that informed them that they knew of the fracture in his back. The head coach of the Eagles, Doug Peterson, was not made aware of that, according to what I'm hearing from sourced information. He did not know. Well, the medical staff obviously
and
knew.
I'll tell you, I'm not surprised, because I can't believe that Doug, who's a former player, and here's the thing about Peterson. Well, we could all criticize certain in-game decisions.
Good human.
He's a good dude. Yeah. Like Doug Peterson's a good man.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't believe that he, if he'd known that Carson was injured and had that kind of injury in his back, that there's no way in the world he could actually know that and not tell him.
Yeah. Where this goes from here, I'm not sure, but I am also told, again, from sourced information, is that front office was aware of the situation. That's basically who the medical staff reports to, is they report to the front office.
They do. This is also interesting. So this is a new, so people know this is a new medical staff. The lead doctor, Dr. Dotson, does not travel with the team. It's the only doctor in the NFL who does not travel with the team. Now, this is interesting because you have a new medical staff that isn't used to making NFL decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I mean, there may not be something that's nefarious, but they're just inept. And I think that's what we're looking at here. And it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? When you think of, say, making NFL decisions when you don't have NFL medical experience,
mm-hmm.
like putting Jay Ajayi back in a game. Go back to think about Jay Ajayi. Like, what about the diagnosis of injuries involving Darren Sproles? Like, do we know all year long? Jason, this story that you broke makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go back to the injuries, Mike Wallace, like all of a sudden he was going to play and he's like, not going to play. Timmy Jernigan, well, he was going to play and he's not going to play. Darren Sproles, like how did that linger?
Mm-hmm.
Was it misdiagnosed? I mean, these are all questions that are worth asking. And here's the real issue is that you now have a team, you have players that are going, am I getting enough good quality care?
Mm-hmm. When that's a question, that's a big problem. Just the fact that that's even a question.
I went on that little diatribe about 15 minutes ago because that's the least of an NFL player. An NFL player goes, listen, you know, yeah, I'll sacrifice my body for money and substantial money, but part of the deal is care. I got to be able to trust you people that you know what the hell you're doing.
There's an assumption of the risk that it's a violent game, but there's also the presumption, Anthony, that you, should you suffer injuries of varying degrees of varying levels, that you're going to get the proper diagnosis, the proper information, the proper medical opinions on how to handle it and recover from it. There's several stages of that where there has to be a trust that can never be, for lack of a better term, fractured. And again, what I'm reporting, what I initially reported about 45 minutes ago through sourced information, and what I'm hearing is that Carson Wentz did have a scan at least a couple of weeks back where a fracture in his back was found, and that Carson Wentz was not notified of the result of this scan in total. But I'm also, through sourced information, told that Doug Peterson was not made aware of the result.
Wow.
But the front office was made aware of the result. So where this goes and where this turns, Adam Schefter is working on this story diligently as well. And as he gets information, he will share it with us. He'll be jumping on. We'll also talk to Derek Gunn from NBC Sports Philadelphia coming up in just a bit. I'm also told, Anthony, that there are players that are aware of the situation. And when there's one, then there's two, then there's two, then there's 10, then there's 10, then there's 53.
Wow, this is really bad.
These are brush fires that go through a locker room.
This is really bad.
Let's go to Donald in Lansdowne on the Fanatic. How you doing today, Donald?
You know what? This information about the doctors, the head doctor doesn't travel, is bigger than what you guys are really, really bringing across to the fans right now. Because I saw two major hits in the Jaguars game. One was Calais Campbell, who practically destroyed our team by himself. He had a great game against us. And the two hits he laid out on Carson Wentz. I don't know who the announcers were, but that one shot where Wentz got lifted up off the ground and drove into the football field by Calais Campbell. And one of the announcers said, I believe Wentz is hurt. I think that might have been the hit, either that or the one where he slapped Wentz in the helmet, but he ended up on top of Wentz. One of those plays, Wentz got hurt. And without the lead doctor, head doctor traveling to the game, and the misdiagnosis, now it adds up. And the first thing I said after that game was, when the trade deadline came up, I said, you know what, it would be great if we had Calais Campbell playing next to Cox. We can give up a second-round pick. And it didn't happen. We ended up with Golden Tate. I mean, this whole thing, we have to blame. I was blaming Harry Roseman and Peterson, but now I put more blame on Harry Roseman because of the fact that he probably knew the information about Wentz after the Jaguars game. And I believe he got hurt in that game.
Yeah, maybe. Obviously, I don't know. Maybe,
I mean,
it did.
I
need to find out one thing because he doesn't. Real quick, Don. I don't know. I'm told the doctor does not travel with the team. The only setup in the league. However, I don't know if he was in London or not. Because that trip is this kind of a special trip.
Yeah.
He might have made it. I don't know. I need to find out. But the regular setup to the domestic, the regular games.
So when they went to Tennessee.
He was not there, right?
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Tyrone in Camden is on the Fanatic. How you doing, Ty?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? No shade today. One, I had a question. If Wentz, Wentz down, if Foles go ahead and, win these last three games, beat Dallas. I mean, you say y'all go to the playoffs. You know what I mean? Would y'all want to re-sign Wentz or, go with Foles? And I had another question.
Yeah, I'd still want to re-sign Wentz, Ty.
Yeah?
Yeah.
After, even if he won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I still think.
I mean, that's a long shot. I'm just.
Yeah,
saying.
I mean, I still want to re-sign Wentz. I mean, especially news that he's played. You kind of understand now that he was playing with a fracture in his back. So.
and this is another thing. Do you think that I'm no shade? Do you think this is a poor excuse for Wentz? And the Eagles are playing, because I don't see nothing.
Nah,
You
know why, Ty? Well, I will tell you that Adam Schefter's working on it too. Ty, this isn't a some giant ruse. This is serious stuff.
Yeah, not to give him an alibi.
You're talking about like a medical staff. They don't care about an alibi for Carson Wentz.
They're not judged on wins and losses.
No, this is bad.
Today's Midday Show Takeover is brought to you by Andy's Diner and Pub, with three locations and online at andysdinerandpub.com. And you're also listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. And as you said, Adam Schefter, as he receives more information, he will check in with us at some point. So we'll hear from Schefty. Also, coming up at the bottom of the hour, the man who is embedded with the Eagles all season long, Derek Gunn, will join the program, as he does with us every Thursday. So still a lot to get to here. And this news and the report that I broke earlier in the show regarding Carson Wentz and the fracture in his back, that there was knowledge of it, but it was not translated or delivered to Carson Wentz, A, or and B, to the head coach Doug Peterson, but the front office in some shape or form was notified and knew of the situation.
Wow, man, that's a bombshell, man. That's just I can't believe in good conscience that if you're a front office and you know that you have this information, to me, it screams of they have to be more inept than diabolical. Like, when we find out all the facts, I probably would side, if I'm just kind of figuring it out, that it would be more ineptitude than something that is nefarious.
Well, there's another word that I would use, too, and it's arrogance.
Well, but either you've kept it and you know it, which is nefarious.
Very.
All right, now, or you just flubbed it. And you're inept because it's the first year you're doing this.
Very interesting.
And they have no NFL experience. But again, like, I look at these injuries, and the Ajayi makes sense, right? Like, if you're
the puzzle's starting to come together, yeah, isn't it, a little bit?
Definitely, because we heard, I mean, we used to make light of it and go, yeah, he's supposedly, he's a day-to-day kind of thing, and he'll probably be out for 8 weeks. Because you didn't know, I mean, the Timmy Jernigan back thing.
Well, there's mystery shrouded in that everywhere.
Whatever happened to, what's his name, Mac Hollins?
Yeah. He went on the IR for the first, what, 8 games?
Well, he just disappeared.
Yeah, it's like they put him in lead boots in the Delaware,
like,
River.
Is he still alive?
Yeah. We don't hear a hind or hair about him. We don't hear anything about Mac Hollins.
Like there's
same
trouble.
Thing with Maragos.
They have trouble with they, think about it, they have trouble with receivers, and yet I don't hear anything about it.
Yeah, I saw something last week regarding Mike Wallace that he may be closer to returning, but that's all I heard about him.
But you remember Jernigan? He's practicing, not practicing. He's practicing, he's ready to go. Now he's not. He can't play.
Yeah.
What the Jai thing makes sense. Darren Sproles
makes sense now.
Yeah, it's bad. That's very bad.
Let's go to Ray in Levittown on the Fanatic. How you doing today, Ray?
Not good. Listen, if they weren't informed, doesn't that imply that they were lied to? Because who gets a scan done and doesn't say, what it looked like back there, Doc? The first thing that Doug should have done is gone and said, what's the story with the scan? And if they told, you know, then it is nefarious. And I don't see how that couldn't have happened. Who gets an x-ray and doesn't say, what was the result?
Yeah, and unless they can't, like you're talking about someone that doesn't read, you know, it's a microfracture. And they didn't see it.
Well, if the guy says to you got a microfracture, Anthony, then you don't, you know what I mean?
No. They could have missed the microfracture, and maybe
but it says they knew
a
about
second
it.
Opinion yeah. finds right. it. Yeah,
oh, it's all about. Oh. But you never know when. You know, there's a difference between how long you knew, when you knew, what you disclosed to the player, what you disclosed to the coach. I like, you know.
First of all, the player should get total disclosure.
You know, here's the one thing: we know that this medical staff is in its first year. And now you start to look back at all the injuries and how they've been handled.
Was there a second scan that they found this thing? Or
I don't know. I wasn't
as close to the radio as I usually am this morning, so I kind of just...
Sure, brother.
No, it sounds to me like, you know, I would ask. If I was the guy's coach, I certainly would ask.
Yeah.
And that means they were lied to if they weren't informed, don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know yet, but that makes it 20 times worse.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
This goes beyond, thanks for the call, Ray. It goes beyond the scope of football.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
It really does.
Scope of football.
Yeah. We got a game on Sunday. I can't even think about it. Mm. Chris and Penn Salkin joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing today, Chris?
Good. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
You as well, man. Enjoy the holidays.
You too. It's all about the kids. At the end of the day, maybe they knew, maybe they didn't, but I'm not going to rip anybody's name through the mud yet. They're pretty reputable guys down there. They're, like you said, Ann, I don't think they would do it deliberately. I just can't see Hallie going, hey, by the way, Jeff, Carson's got a crack in his back. Don't say anything. Pass it along. I just can't see
it. Right. Like, could you, like, you can't comprehend that, you know?
Yeah, I just can't see it in those type of people. And I don't know them. You know them. And probably, Jason, you probably know them too. I don't know them. I just see them on TV, but they don't seem like those type guys, like the fly by night guy.
Well, there is, Chris, I will tell you this, from what I hear, again, sourced information, that there is some, maybe I'm using the wrong word, devious behavior.
Well, if that's a shame.
That's nefarious. Yeah. The shoe
kind of fits here, right?
Well, here's the second part to drop. And for Carson. Now if this is all true, I love the guys. I think he's going to be a franchise quarterback in the next 2 years. He's very good now. But I got to label him as like Bradford. He's injury prone. He gets injured every year. Every year, I'm still going to pay him, but every year you're going to have to worry. This guy's hurt every year, even in college. College, pros, high school, every year the guy's hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weird thing, though, Chris, is like, it's almost like, can you call it chronic? Because if you're chronically injured, it's the same thing. Like, you keep injuring the knee or a shoulder.
But the problem is he's
spreading around his body.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason, what you always say, you've been saying it for years, for every part, even your flyboys, availability is the best ability.
No question.
If you're not available, play. It looks like a problem when you got that kind of money.
Chris, thanks for the call. Have a good holiday, buddy.
You too.
That's the guy I almost got in a fight with last week, but, you know, we... Calmer phone call. But anyway, but it is something I always say.
That's what we do. We fight one day.
And you hug it out. It was one of the reasons why I was not that interested in Josh Gordon, because I was afraid of his lack of availability, whether it's injuries or suspension or whatever it might be. But availability is paramount, because I don't care how good you are. If you can't play and be available to the team on the field of play, you don't have value. But that being said, yeah, I'm extending Carson. 610-632-0975. Joe in West Philly joins us on the Fanatic. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up? What's up, cuz? How you doing?
My man.
All right. I'm fresh and back, so you think they didn't say nothing because it's something you can play with?
Yeah, it's a microfracture, yes. It's not like we think about a broken back, we think about a debilitating...
Yeah.
Injury, like there's you can easily have a microfracture.
Yeah, I'm thinking like a guy fell out of a building and off the eighth story.
Exactly.
You can easily
have a microfracture.
Yeah,
but that's why they could have missed it. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're just inept, not criminal.
Yeah, and my thing is, do you think that if Foles came in, do you think you could take a look at the offense? I mean, to me, who's worried about the offense? It seems like it's not like they had bad weapons. Between Tate, Ertz, and Jeffries, it seems like the offense should be moving just a little bit. I'm not saying that they're Rams, but it should be a little bit more better, run better. It's just and like kind of.
Do you think? Let me ask you a question. Because do you think it's more a product of those pieces don't fit together? Like, they have a lot of slot guys. They don't have a speed guy, right?
Yeah, it's true that.
And they don't really have a back, although I I'm not the biggest Doug game planner fan. Because, I thought that he should have used Darren Sproles. Like, he didn't run the ball. There's no way Doug could have known, because he didn't run the ball at all last week.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, I know how we target Earth the whole bunch. I mean, he does come up with his catches, but I just don't see how he's just not hitting nobody else. It's just, I mean, Tate's been here for weeks. He really hasn't had no serious game. It just doesn't seem like the other receivers are picking up. It's just, I don't know. I just want to see how he looks. Carson's the man. He's the quarterback. He's the franchise. I mean, just to take a sit down and see if it's something else, you know, if Foles can move these parts around a little bit better. I mean, just to look at that. I mean, Foles is...
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting.
I just wanted to see an interesting how the offense, but you know, we asked him under the center. But I mean, come on, man. I mean, there's no doubt about who the quarterback is to me. But I mean, maybe you know, they'll sit down and look. But maybe West might be, you know. In line.
Yeah.
So, thanks,
it'll
Joe.
It'll be interesting, Joe. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, no question about it.
He can move the football.
Wow, man, what a crazy day this is. Yesterday was crazy because we get the news that comes out per Ian Rappaport that Wentz was probably going to miss the game and was dealing with the back spasms, and Doug mentioned it in his availability. We're going, oh, man, what does this mean? And is there an ulterior motive here? Do they just not want to put him on the field? You know, what's the deal? And then all this kind of going down all at one time here. It's the thing about Philadelphia sports, Anthony. Just because you look in the car at the road ahead and it looks like a straight road, there can be curves at any time in this town. It is always dramatic. Look, I don't want to compare it to the Colangelo situation, but it's very, very bizarre.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you have that situation that happened, and like, this is equally disturbing.
This is unbelievable. This is it's unfathomable to think that the front office would know the franchise quarterback has a fracture, however micro, in his back, and not only not tell him, but continue to play him and not tell him or the coach.
What? Yeah, to affect his usage in any way, shape, or form?
I mean, it goes against everything you... By the way, if you're the front office, the first thing you do...
Is protect
him and shut him down.
Yeah, especially when you gave up what you gave up to get him and you know what he is when he's healthy.
That's why I lean toward they have to be inept.
Instead of nefarious.
Because what... Think about motive. What's the front office motive?
You always have to consider that. You're right.
To not tell Carson about the fracture or Doug.
Let's try and figure that out. Because you're right. I always say, what's the motivation? Why do you have to try and figure out why somebody does what they do? Like,
you want to sign Wentz.
Sure.
It's in your best interest. If you're the front office, he's your guy. I mean, how he did...
Hitch his wagon to him.
Worked magic to go up and trade and get him. So... why would you imperil him? That makes no sense.
Absolutely right. It is the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.